This is the Morning Crunch Wrap for Monday, May 13th, 2019. I'm Nate Darling, and here's what caught my eye this morning. This is from Twitter. Social action. The headline is "Activists Call Out Their Issue with Alyssa Milano's Proposed Sex Strike." The actor and activist called for women to join her in, quote, "not having sex until we get our bodily autonomy back." She tweets, "Our reproductive rights are being erased. Until women have legal control over our own bodies, we just cannot risk pregnancy. Join me by not having sex until we get our bodily autonomy back. I'm calling for a hashtag sex strike. Pass it on." And then there's a graphic that says, hashtag sex strike. If our choices are denied, so are yours. Here's what's happening. There is, and she also tweeted out a link to a story from QZ.com with a headline, "History shows that sex strikes are surprisingly effective strategy for political change." Turns out feminists are having an issue with this call, and Feminist Next Door tweeted, "Please stop feeding the narrative that women are providers and men are consumers of sex. Bribing men for equal rights with access to our bodies is not how feminism works." Hannah Dillon tweeted this exactly. "One, men are not the only ones who enjoy having sex. Two, sex strikes reinforce the idea that our only value as women is our ability to provide gratification to men." Alyssa Milano then tweeted back, "Have you read these bills? That's exactly what these bills are stating. We have the power of choice before pregnancy. I'm going to exercise that choice." Another response from Globe Lamp: "If they want to control our body's reproductive orders, then we should deny sex to cis men." So there's support as well for this. Kate Kelly tweeted, "Join us in helping cis men feel the physical consequences of our reproductive rights being systematically eliminated. Hashtag sex strike." Christy Coulter tweets, "Living under patriarchy has already robbed me of my safety, autonomy, opportunities, and trust in our institutions. Now I'm supposed to give up sex too and play into the fiction that it's just a bargaining chip / transaction for women. Love you, but nope." Alyssa Milano tweeted back to her, "Cool, be extremely careful. If you get pregnant and miscarry, and they can't prove you didn't miscarry on purpose, then you can get thrown in jail for a long time in Georgia. Hashtag sex strike." Andy Sisler also tweeted out, "I know this is well-meaning, but the whole entire point of these horrifying laws is to punish women for daring to have and enjoy non-procreative sex. You think people who already believe women have no right to their own bodies are going to respect partners who say no?" So it's an interesting proposal. It is each person's choice, and it's causing a lot of conversation. So let's crunch it. Let's wrap it. Let's crunch wrap it. Okay, as a cis man, a straight white guy, I don't have a whole lot of say in this whole thing, and I shouldn't. This is an issue that is about women and their bodies. Now, the people on the other side of these laws in Georgia and the ones proposed in Alabama are going to say it's about protecting children. It's about protecting children and about protecting fetuses. The language in the laws is pretty extreme, and it's going to go to court, as all of these things do. And what we've had is a Republican stalking the Supreme Court. Mitch McConnell pretty much delayed and delayed and delayed and never gave Barack Obama's Supreme Court nominee Merrick Garland even a hearing to get on the Supreme Court when a vacancy was created in the January before of 2016, saying that Obama was a lame duck president and he shouldn't be allowed to nominate a Supreme Court justice. So that's one that went to the Republicans because Donald Trump won the presidency. And there has been another one since. So that's two that have gone into quote unquote that side of thinking. Now, you have to hope that as Supreme Court justices, they will follow the rule of law and look at these things on their own merits, because what you're trying to do is do one thing by denying liberty on another side. And I know for a lot of people, it's cut and dried one way or the other. But the fact of the matter remains, these laws that they're putting into place are pretty severe. And as evidenced by a quote on Last Week Tonight with John Oliver, even one of the guys who wrote the bill doesn't really know about how things should be defined and how it should be set up. He said something along the lines of, "I'll leave it to someone who knows more than I do." Well, dude, you wrote the law. If you wrote a law and you have no idea what it means or what the implications of it are, should it even be a law? Shouldn't you need to know what the implications of a law are before you're allowed to present it and put it up for a vote? But I digress. That's not what this is about. This is about women and their choices and the knowledge that we can't look at everything as a monolith. All women feel this way. All Black people feel this way. All Hispanic people feel this way. All white people feel this way. It's a dangerous thought process. But the idea that you're going to say, "Hey, ladies, you don't have any control over anything in terms of what's going on inside your body or with your body once it starts," and even putting the cutoff point at a point when most women don't even have any idea that they're pregnant, so they don't have the option to do anything. It's like, nope, it happened. You're going to have to carry that to term. And I believe the Georgia law would punish women who go out of state to get an abortion where it's legal. So you're going to take someone who did something in a different state and punish them for something that they did there that's legal there. It's absolutely absurd. And it's a problem. Is a sex strike the solution? Probably not. Probably not. Because I'm guessing that the women that would engage in the sex strike as willing sex partners are probably not with dudes who are all about these laws. Just saying. It's just disheartening that we're here in 2019. That 2019, I mean, the idea that we are going to go back to a time when if women want or need to have an abortion, that it's this hidden back alley thing as opposed to something that's taken care of in a situation where they are going to be able to be healthy, that you're going to pick the side of a fetus that is not even developed into a person at this point, is puzzling, to say the least. And you're hiding behind your quote unquote faith. It's a pretty selective use of faith, but that's where we are right now. So all you can do is stand up and say, "I don't think that's okay." And if you're for it, I guess you stand up and say you think it's okay. That you think it's okay that women don't have any say over what goes on with their bodies and their health. That's between you and your God. But for all of the people who like to stand up and talk about liberties and freedoms, to then turn around and say, "You know what, women? Even though this is settled law for 40 plus years, we don't think so." I don't know. I just don't know. Sometimes Mondays are a real kick in the gut. And that is your Morning Crunch Wrap. Can I get some attention? There is something I need to say to all those passing by outside this little
Some useful